Good morning, brothers and sisters. It is Tuesday, September 27, and we are in day 21 of our 40 days prayer and fasting, which means we are just over a little to the halfway mark. And to God be the glory, great things He hath done. We are grateful that God has been answering and hearing our prayers. We continue with the sub-team, Lord, to see your might in battle. And we are assured this morning that God is fighting the battle for us. He promises to walk through the dark times with us and to strengthen us in times of trials. In everyday battle that we go through, it is the Lord who must be at the head of the battle so that He takes the full force of the opposing wind. Otherwise, we will be wiped out and be defeated. But indeed, this morning, we have a God who never fails, and we can always trust Him to fight our battles. Let us pray. Mighty God, we give you thanks for your love and your mercies. We honor you, mighty God, because you're Lord and you're God. We lift you up this morning, Lord, because you are the great I am that I am. Father, we thank you this morning that in you we live and in you we move and have our being. Father, we thank you that this day, Lord God, we can rejoice. It's a beautiful day, mighty God. And Father, as we come, Lord, we want to thank you for being with us over the past 21 days, mighty God, leading us, guiding us, and directing our path. And I'm sure this morning, mighty God, many persons are reporting victories because you have come through for them, mighty God. And for that reason, we are grateful and we give you thanks this morning, Almighty God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you hold the victory over sin and death in this world. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you come to set the captive free. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your redemptive blood. Thank you, mighty God, for the work that you have been doing in our lives. And we thank you, mighty God, for the freedom and the hope that you bring. Father, we thank you this morning for your words which declare, mighty God, that do not be afraid, neither be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God. Thank you, Jesus, that you have put your words, Lord God, for us to read and to, as a reminder, mighty God, for us to continue to trust you and never give up. And so, Lord Jesus, as I remember the story about King Jehoshaphat, mighty God, he knew that his army has no match for the approaching enemy. Hallelujah. He called his people to fast and pray, and he led them seeking God's help. Lord, he probably expected God to tell him where to post his soldiers and when to attack. But the Lord took a different approach because the battle is his. God told the people to take up their position and then stand still. Bless the name of Jesus this morning. This battle belonged to him. Hallelujah. And he would accomplish the victory because he is God and God alone, and there is none like him. No wonder his words declare that I am the vine and you are the branches. If he abides in me and my word in him, then Lord, we will bear much fruit. For without you, Lord God, we can do nothing. And it's for that reason this morning while we call upon you, Jesus. We call on you, mighty God, this morning because we know you are the healer. We know you are the way maker. We know, mighty God, that you are the burden bearer. And so we put each and every one, mighty God, before you this morning. Those who are struggling, those who are fighting various battles, mighty God. Whatever the battles are, you know them this morning. And so, Father, we pray for a release in the name of Jesus. We pray for a touch upon your sons and your daughters in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, we pray for divine healing in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, we pray for those who are struggling, mighty God, that you will help them to be overcomers. And my God, at the end of this 40 days fasting, Lord, they will have a testimony, because God is our refuge and our fortress. And so, Father, this morning, mighty God, we are claiming the victory, because we know, Lord God, that in you we live and in you we move and in you we have our being. And for that reason, this morning, we are victors. Hallelujah. And so, Father God, we continue to trust you for your love and your mercies. And mighty God, this morning, I ask for your comfort. May you comfort your people, mighty God. So many are facing, oh mighty God, loss of loved ones, tragedy in the family, mighty God, devastation, Lord Jesus. Mighty God, we ask, Almighty God, for your peace and your protection over every family that's mourning this morning, mighty God. Father God, may you shine your light in every dark areas, mighty God. May you teach, Lord, our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Father, I declare this morning that the enemy will not sift any of your children like wheat. But mighty God, we will stand on your promises, knowing, Lord God, that your promises cannot fail. Almighty God, we are rest assured this morning. You said all other ground is sinking sand when we stand on your promises. And so, mighty God, we look to you, the creator, the maker of heaven and earth. And we call unto you this morning, Lord Jesus, for help. Help, mighty God. Help, Lord Jesus, your children. We are crying out to you for help, mighty God, because we know no other help. No wonder David declared, I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help, knowing that my help comes from you, Lord God, who made the heaven and the earth. And so this morning, mighty God, I declare that you reign and you reign supreme. Father, let your will be done in our lives. We look to you, Lord, and we give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.